May God forgive us.
When you see the way my skin glows, when you talk to me, sounds so sweet, when you feel the way the wind blows, I will carry thee to Normandy. I will charge and they will follow through these fields, across these furrows. I will sleep beneath the halos, carry us to Normandy. I will shine your windows when I was 16. Carry you on to victory when I was 16. Can you see the way skin glows? When you talk to me, sounds so sweet. When you feel the way my skin glows, I will carry thee to victory.
phenomena.
You guys are listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
I so wish this was a video cast. Just for that moment alone of you having a seizure.
Well.
Can I get a little more volume in my mic? Just the slightest bit. Thank you.
There you go. Yep. So, we might as well admit it. You guys are listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
I think they know that already, though.
You know, I gave a talk today.
But, I mean, who cares, Pat?
No one! I mean, not me!
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you... Exactly. I was there. It was delightful. But it's meaningless.
What? Totally. Fucking meaningless.
Totally
right?
Meaningless.
Nothing else matters except for the apocalypse.
Of course. I mean, we're here bringing truth. Truth to the people.
Yeah, my name's Pat Hilsman. I guess I'm the host of the Apocalypse. Shit, right?
You are the blessed host of the Apocalypse.
Fuck! Like, no one else is gonna hold this responsibility, this burden. No one's gonna help. I'm supposed to shoulder this horror alone? Fuck no! Unbelievable! My co-host! And my guest! Robert Picklecock! Making his triumphant return! To the Picklecast.
The Picklecock returns.
Yeah.
Winner of the Orphan Olympics 2017.
Not even by a long shot. No, unquestionably. Unquestionably, the person with the saddest life is Sarah Steele. Of all of our friends and cohorts. Hers is the most ironically tragic because she wants to die. You know? Like. What? I'm just saying. That's why she studies the brain, you know? Because she's like, how can I end this? Like, what's the best way to just fucking put an end to this shit? Like, self-awareness? Ugh. Right? Ugh. God, it's a mistake. Like, plants aren't self-aware. They're way fucking better off than we are.
That's why they don't suffer from depression. We were fucked the minute our ancestors stood upright, looked at the sky, and said, well, shit.
Andrew, how do you think plants feel all the time? They feel great all the time. Okay, so listen, we're going to do a little contest, all right? All right, guys, it's contest time. Thank you for your patience. You guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. Technically, though, we're on Radio Free Brooklyn, but we fucking hate them. Fuck Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn is run by a bunch of fucking sheep with evil priorities and greed.
And giant dicks.
Big dicks, but mean intentions. So listen, as an act of resistance against Radio Free Brooklyn, we are gonna have a contest. All right. Who goes first?
Age before beauty.
All right. Neither. He's better looking than you and he's younger than you. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Savage.
I'm sorry, he's better looking than me also. All right, go. Pretty good one. All right, Jeremy.
Who?
Fuck! Richard Pickledick.
Picklecock has returned.
Richard Picklecock, yeah, come on. Picklecock, come on. Let's hear it. Pretty good. I'm not gonna lie either. That was a pretty good one. All right, ready? I'm gonna do it. Ladies and gentlemen,
do you know what that was?
You be the judge. Not saying.
Yeah, what do you sheep think that was, huh? Any ideas? What do you think they might think it is, Andrew? The noise that we just made.
Is there a political discourse?
Yeah. Of course. Everything's political.
Mr. Picklecock?
Is everything political, though? I feel like if one is asked, what is your favorite flavor of ice cream? Is that a invite for political discourse?
It better not be Breyers.
That's not a flavor, that's a company.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so what do you think that song was? Hang on, let's do round two. Ready? Ding, 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 round two. All right, that was my turn. I'm your host, Pat, and Richard Picklecock is gonna go next. Oh, come on, original, again. Okay, Schellenberger, you go now. The new one, Richard Picklecock. All right. Jesus, those were both really good. Hang on. All right. You know what? I think I'm going to do another one.
That sounded like your first one.
Oh, okay.
That sounded like your second one.
That didn't at all. Okay. Schellenberger, you go now.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen,
I think they might be getting a clearer picture of what we're doing here.
Well, you know, not to get old school, but like time and space. You know, Tom and space. Like, what are we?
There
even,
is nothing
you know?
But Tom and space.
There is nothing but Tom and.
So let's
space.
Go one more round.
And
ready?
Tom's dick.
Hang on, ready? Final round, lightning round. Are you guys ready?
Hit me.
To some of the heroes, indeed his own heroes, from his own tradition.
I apologize.
What just happened?
Pat farted.
Pat farts.
How dare you accuse me
Pat
of something that's false.
Pat farts news clips. I feel like you should see a gastroenterologist about that one, Pat. You just farted CNN. Glad no one listened
to
this.
Tell them we go. Richard Picklecock, let's go. Here's mine.
Ew.
That, ladies and gentlemen, what sound could that be?
Dinosaurs fucking!
It's the sound of dinosaurs fucking! I think Andrew wins, if I'm being honest.
I mean, that statement in and of itself is a contradiction. If you're being honest, are you?
I am. Andrew wins. I am both judge and contestant. Your dinosaur fuck noises were disturbing to me. And therefore they win.
They were pretty just...
Now, listen, if you guys are enjoying this for some reason...
and you better be.
Oh yeah. Also, because... Hey, how's this for a reason?
Because if you don't...
We'll kill you if you don't like us. If you don't like the Apocalypse, if you don't love the Apocalypse, if you're not loyal enough to the Apocalypse, we'll fucking murder you. We'll find you, and we'll just end your life. Okay? That's a threat. That's... No! I'm sorry. Hang on. Listen. Maybe I spoke too soon. Hang on. Listen. Richard.
I didn't sign up for this.
You're right. Hang on. Let me just back it up. That's not a threat. You're right. We shouldn't threaten our listeners. That's a promise. Okay? Don't love the Apocalypse. If you don't
love the Apocalypse, yeah. You hate America, Jesus, yeah. Babies, puppies, ice cream, and Pat.
And you love ISIS.
You
if
love
you hate
ISIS.
The Apocalypse. Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
The Apocalypse is freedom.
Yeah. So listen, if you're not a fucking piece of shit, right?
Can we lower the music a little bit?
Yeah. Why don't you log on to Patreon? .org/Radio Free Brooklyn and give some of your money, you know what I mean? So that it'll be useful for once. Why don't you do one good thing in your fucking useless, dumb life?
One second.
You idiot sheep.
Backslash?
Uh-huh.
Or forward slash?
Both. Just constantly. Well,
one would break your URL.
None would. Just give us all money so that we can use it to hurt people and to be insulting.
And to pay for Tom's enormous dick to be serviced.
Yeah, it just needs to... It takes 10 women at once to satisfy Tom because of the size of his penis. And we have to pay for it.
Yeah,
so,
it's true. They need to lube it up and ride that thing like a slip and slide
so
in order for him to...
And also, right. These 10 women... These are athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're professional losers.
This is not... I mean, you. I don't know if you've seen women play rugby. These women are... Beyond rugby playing women. This is like...
Yeah, they're all like NFL linebackers who just grease themselves up and then just slide the length of Tom's like 14-foot cock.
Yep, it's the only way to do it. It's the only way that it can be done, and it's the only way that community radio can be maintained. You know? Like, because how else are you going to maintain community radio? You're fucked, right? Hey, Andrew, how do you feel?
I feel like I'm fucked. I'm fucked.
Jesus Christ.
Fucked.
Richard Picklecock, how do you feel?
Pretty fucked.
Jesus. Does anybody give a fuck how I feel? Does anybody want to ask me how I feel?
No.
Pat.
Yeah, Andrew.
Pat, how do you feel, Pat?
I feel pretty fucked, if I'm being honest. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
You're not alone?
Yeah, I mean, like...
I mean, he's alone. That's why he feels fucked.
You know, but listen, dear listeners to Radio Free Brooklyn, Radio Free Brooklyn is full of lies. Radio Free Brooklyn was built on lies, all right? And Radio Free Brooklyn is going to kill your girlfriend, and it's going to kill your grandparents, and it's going to kill all of your pets. Radio Free Brooklyn is going to kill everybody that you love. And then how will you feel then? How will you feel if you didn't donate any money to try and get them to maybe not do that to you? You know, like, come on, please. Give your money on www.radiofreebrooklyn. No! On www.patreon.org/radiofreebrooklyn. Go to that website now and give your money. Or else...
I'm checking your URL here.
Or else... Listen, I'm not saying that we're going to hurt you because we won't. But fucking accidents happen to people that don't give money to radiofreebrooklyn.org on Patreon.
It'd be a shame if anything happened to you.
It sure would be a damn shame if anything bad happened to any of our listeners, you know? That would really just be so fucking unfortunate if any of our listeners didn't love Radio Free Brooklyn enough that they wouldn't donate money on Patreon.org. Like, what kind of a sick fuck doesn't do that, you know?
Bastards.
Yeah, but listen. If you guys can hear us, it means that you probably already have a hint that something is wrong at Radio Free Brooklyn, right? That power maybe has run fucking wild and is just trying to burn down the entire fucking city instead of just lifting people up the way it should be, you know? Well, if you have that feeling, that menacing, dark, Orwellian feeling when you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, you're not wrong. It's true. Radio Free Brooklyn was good when it was started. Sure, it was founded on lies. And duplicitousness. And betrayal. Like...
And literally on Tom's enormous cock.
Yeah, and hatred, also. And contempt. And, disgust. You know?
A little bit of mirth.
Yeah. Oh.
A little bit of mirth.
More than a little bit of mirth. Some mirth. Yeah. You know, like, worth... The mirth that there was... At the founding of Radio Free Brooklyn was worth mentioning.
I think the thing that there was the most of was the self-loathing. Yeah, a little self-loathing. A lot of self-loathing.
Yeah, but, you know, like, something that started out as good can end up fucking evil. And that's what's happened. You guys are all fooling yourselves. If you're listening to Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! Before us? You think that's going to give you the truth? I don't fucking think so, man.
What are you listening to? This American Life? Come on. That Ira Glass can suck my ass cheeks.
Yeah, please, will you fucking sick pervert bastards listening to notional pubic rat?
Oh, all those godless heathens at Prairie Home Companion?
Well, actually, I mean, wasn't he a pervert?
I'm pretty sure at least a couple of them were.
Yeah. I think Harrison Killer's a pervert.
Yikes.
Yeah, who knew, right?
Dark.
Yeah,
dark.
But anyway, dark. So...
Slash.
So listen, if you think that the money that you donate to Radio Free Brooklyn isn't going to go towards, like, literally everything that you consider to be evil and sick, you're wrong, right? It's all going to go to things that you think are evil and sick. It's only going to go to, like, oppress you and then oppress further generations. Radio Free Brooklyn is here to do harm, to inflict damage. There's no other purpose.
And just, to pay for Tom's hooker addiction.
Oh, listen, Tom Tenney may be a lot of things, all right? But his penis is too large for him to have intercourse. So I think it's really tasteless of you to accuse him of doing that, all right?
I didn't say anything about intercourse. I just said he's addicted to hookers.
Oh, God. You guys are listening to the podcast on radiofreebrooklyn.org/patreon/
Patreon.
Just listen, guys. If you want to be... Please, just kill yourself.
Guys, again, it's patreon.com/radiofreebrooklyn. All one word.
Do we even love our listeners? I don't even know who they are, man. Like, I'm supposed to be devoted to you fucking swine? I don't even know who the fuck you sheep are. Like, you think that it's okay for you to just come here and just, like, watch me while I take a shit? It's not okay, because I don't know anything. Like, I can see the back end of the website. I can see that we have a lot of listeners in Japan. Oh, what did he fucking do? That's really cool. You know what I mean? Like, we're popular in Japan. There's, like, 40 people that listen to us in fucking Japan. But does that mean that you can just watch me take a dump? You know what I mean? Like, who are you fucking people?
I feel like...
I don't know you at all.
I feel like our listeners in Japan would absolutely watch you take a dump.
It's not even fair of you to accuse them of that, because we don't even know who the fuck they are. I've never met one listener. Actually, no, that's not true. I met two listeners of the podcast, but they were Canadian, so it doesn't count. You know what I mean? Son of a... It's really just so sad. There's no recognition for what we do. Like, we warned all you fucking idiots. You know what I mean? We warned you, you fucking sheep. Like, what else do you want from us? What else are we supposed to do? All we have is a microphone and a community radio station. Like, what am I supposed to, like, kill every Nazi myself when I'm having to struggle with... Like, we're on the right side of history here at Radio Free Brooklyn, and we're ruled by a sick fucking pervert tyrant. You know? Right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Richard, you got anything to add?
Nah, fuck Radio Free Brooklyn, man.
Yeah, I agree. It's all just built on fucking lies and propaganda and sick, pervert fuck hatred. You got anything to add there, Andrew?
Besides the fact that we have dedicated ourselves wholly, fully, they are. And what? How does it pay off? We're just here screaming into the void.
It's too late for us. You know what I mean? Because this is just how we live. There's nothing else we know. It's just hurting people for Radio Free Brooklyn. It's just the only. It's how I was raised, and it's what I was taught to do by the God King of Radio Free Brooklyn. So there's nothing else I can do. But dear listener, if you're listening out there, please save yourself. Save yourself from the lies.
Run.
Save yourselves from the tyranny and the sickness of Radio Free Brooklyn. Ugh. I'm looking at the Radio Free Brooklyn logo right now, and it's backwards. And I think that that's a fucking message. You know what I mean? Because if there's anything that Radio Free Brooklyn is, it's fucking satanic and evil and sick and perverted.
If you play the Apocalypse backwards, and you have no idea.
If you play the Apocalypse backwards, it's Radio Lab.
Also, listen. You fucking idiots have any news about our missing co-host, Jad Ellie Slayman? Please call in.
Oh, I have some news.
What?
He said he's in a place called Philadelphia? Something that's not New York, so I don't give a fuck about it. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm just he's Seattle? Dead now. He's dead. He's dead. Jad's dead.
No. No. Fuck. That sucks.
Oh god, the horrors. No.
Jad's dead. Fuck.
Oh no. Who's going to read our Civil War letters now?
Holy guys. Fuck. If you want to see some bad news? Hey Andrew, you mind reading what it says here?
We are 27 and 21, 2, 3 seconds into the Apocalypse.
We're not even halfway through the Apocalypse. And it's already deteriorated to such a level that we're threatening to kill our listeners, which I stand by.
Kill our listeners like 30 seconds into the podcast.
I was like, listen, listeners.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah, we're going to kill you. We here at the Apocalypse are going to take the money that you donate on www.patreon.org/RadioFreeBrooklyn.
/ Yeah.
No, / Dick.
I just checked. It's /
Okay. We are going to take the money that you donate on www.patreon.org /
Patreon.com. /RadioFreeBrooklyn.
Okay, well, whatever the money, you'll find it. Just Google it. And the money that we're taking from you, We'll use it to hurt people. You know what I mean?
Including
like
you.
Emotionally, yeah. Or physically?
Like to bring on the apocalypse.
Like, for real, this time, not like any
of these fucking idiot apocalypses that
I would totally take some of that Radio Free Brooklyn money, hire like the world's best insult comic, and just have him follow our listeners around and just make them feel like shit. I don't think that's a bad idea.
That's a really great idea. Yeah. All of our listeners.
We'll have you destroyed emotionally.
We don't even know anything about you. You know so much about us. We're willing to kill ourselves for you. So why should... It goes absolutely without saying that you should be willing to kill yourself for us. Like, if... like, we're gonna commit suicide on the podcast. And you guys are going to get to listen to it. And it's going to be really cool.
I mean,
it's going to be a special moment that you'll be able to share with everyone that you know. Just like, remember when the entire cast of our favorite podcast just fucking blew their heads off on the air. You know, it'll be great for all of you. And like, if we're willing to kill ourselves for fucking idiots like you, it goes without saying that you should be willing to kill yourself for geniuses like us, right? Like, what the fuck? Got anything to say?
No, I'm still on that whole thing, geniuses like us. You made a pretty big assumption about yourself there right now. I mean,
no, dude. It's, speaking of big assumptions.
Yeah.
Yeah. My penis is small.
I mean, that's not an assumption. That's kind of public knowledge.
Yeah, because I sent out a memo. and I took out a full page ad.
Well, let's be honest. It was like an eighth of a page ad. If I mean, it was like you were paid per word here, so we got about two sentences in that bitch.
You know, that's exactly what my doctor told me.
What, you've got about two sentences in that bitch?
Yeah, but he was referring to my liver. He was like, this motherfucker needs to come out right now.
Your liver?
Yeah, he's like, have you...
God, you know so little about biology. It is fucking shocking that you were still alive.
How would my... I have a question for you. Let's say that I had sepsis, right?
Yeah.
That was emanating from like an infected... From my appendix.
An infection.
Sure.
Yeah.
How would medical knowledge cure me?
Antibiotics, motherfucker.
I'm not saying that I have antibiotics.
How would... So if knowledge of medicine and you're dying of sepsis... Mm-hmm. Well, if you had any rudimentary medical knowledge, you would know to find yourself like a willow tree and boil the bark, and you can at least get yourself an aspirin.
Fuck
reduce
that.
Your fever.
Fuck that. My ancestors left Ireland for a reason. Okay.
You can biofacture penicillin. You
and
can
they left
mold.
France for a reason also.
Like, hey, you know, they discovered penicillin by accident, kind of.
Yeah, it's because they were all playing with their dicks. You know what I mean?
Just came out.
Yeah, like just like.
But how would medical knowledge wouldn't do shit. And you wouldn't need medical knowledge to fucking give yourself fucking antibiotics.
But
any fucking idiot could do it. A monkey could do it.
A monkey could give itself antibiotics?
Absolutely. It could fucking eat the pills.
But could a monkey culture antibiotics?
Probably not.
No.
Well, I mean, in very extreme circumstances.
I think a group of monkeys.
Yeah.
Cat individually.
That's right.
Given enough time.
If it was a group of monkeys and part of the process was automated, I'll bet you could get them to fucking make antibiotics. Well,
I mean, there's a lot of ifs there, Pat. Mm. I just want to know if you know what your liver does. That was really my main question.
No, I don't, which is why I can drink as much as I want, because I don't have a clue, you know? And everything is going to be fine.
Everything is
awesome. It's already fine.
I know.
It can only get better.
Everything is cool when you're part of the Apocalypse.
That's true. You know what I mean? Because, listen, other people, when the fucking government murders them en masse... They'll be like, what did I do with my life? We'll be like, at least we had the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's not that great. I admit it. Like, it's fine. It's not that great.
There are definitely better podcasts out there.
Oh, no. For sure. Like, I would listen to shit. But if you are, more power to you. And, like, really, we do appreciate it. Because, listen, I was just at a... what was I doing earlier?
Stroking your own dick verbally.
Don't be too specific. Please.
The Reverend Billy Bob Hillsman.
You were giving a delightful speech this evening. You were on a panel.
To a bunch of the intellectual elite. That means that they're smarter than you, you fucking idiots.
He spoke some words to a bunch of white people and a sprinkling of minorities.
That's what America is.
Strongly disagree.
But I know, I hope it's not. But I'm just saying, like, I hope that it'll be just like a pie of, like...
I will say it's still mostly that.
Yeah, it's still mostly Hicks, man. It's sort of a bummer.
It's well over 60%.
Yep.
Is it?
Yes, absolutely.
Listen to Schallberger, man. He's from fucking Hicks. He may be Nicaraguan, but he's from Hicks Central.
I'm from New York, and I
God
sometimes
damn it.
Forget.
Yeah.
That. I swear to God, if you think that there's not more white people in this goddamn country, then that just is incorrect.
It is unfucking believable to me that there isn't beer here. By the way, speaking of this country.
Given that we came from a bar and didn't bring any alcohol with us.
Do you usually bring alcohol with you when you leave the bar?
Yes.
No, listen, I'm an intellectual. I don't even need to be here for you fucking idiots, right? But I am. So what does that say? You know, like, you could either kill yourself or you could give money to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. Or you could just give
or
money to me.
Or you could kill yourself and
you know
will all your money to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org.
That would also be great. You know what I'd also take? Honestly, a smile, you know?
What about a hug?
Yeah, like both a smile and a hug would just make me feel so good. And I would be less sad. I'd be less sad that the fucking idiots that listen to us apparently don't give a fuck. They're just like, please, Andrew.
I just wanted to offer you a smile on air.
Oh, gee shucks, let's see that smile.
Is that Does that feel good?
Guys,
you're not smiling.
Guys, doesn't
matter. Smiles. It doesn't read if you don't do it.
Just remember
on,
that this
see, that is
an,
a fucking terrible smile.
Just remember that I'm this shocked. Is an audio format and your smile does not translate.
It shouldn't because it's, oh, there we go. There's the real smile.
There's the right. smile.
Yeah, I feel good.
That's like a chortle and a smile.
Oh.
So a smortle.
You know, I had an uncle named Chortle.
Can we lower the music? Just the scoshiest scosh.
Sure.
Muchas gracias.
What do you got for me? Come on.
We got a lot of time to kill. I got a pickle dick. Pickle cock. God damn it. Now you got me saying pickle dick. I can't even remember my own nom de guerre.
Listen, Richard Pickle Dick was that Nobel Prize winning author.
Yeah.
Richard Pickle Cock is
your mom, your dad, my pickle cock, and me. It was the Nobel Prize in literature, obviously.
It was very stupid.
I thought that was the Pulitzer.
The Pulitzer's for reporting, right?
No, the Pulitzer's for...
Is it for writing?
No, it's for... It's for retention.
There is no less homophobic way to say that.
So, retention is homophobic?
No.
Dear listeners of the podcast, we're trying to figure out what the fuck's going on with these ignorant simpletons.
Oh, okay. I'm not wrong. You're not wrong. It is a prize for journalism, literature, or
it's
music.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that they gave out Pulitzers for music.
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, right. Kendrick won a Pulitzer for music.
Wow. Usually, I don't even know who that is.
That's usually, a fucking lie.
No, I've heard of him, but I couldn't. I like Bad Bitches. That's my fucking problem. I know he was on that, but I couldn't name you one other fucking song.
The entire soundtrack to Black Panther, which is just fucking phenomenal.
I didn't see it.
I didn't say you need to see it. You can, and it's on Netflix. Let's not be lazy. It's
kind of I don't like watching movies, man.
What? It's kind of what?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Well, I want to hear your thoughts on Black Panther.
I think kind of disappointed.
Killmonger was right, man. Were you fucking nuts?
Killmonger was right.
Yeah. Well, then what the fuck?
But it doesn't mean it was a bad movie. It just means Killmonger was right.
I haven't seen it. I know that Killmonger was right.
Wait. Okay, so what? What?
The battle scenes are super cheesy. Also, there was you don't want to talk about
what?
There was Utopia Wakanda, but there was also Country Wakanda that everyone else looked at as a third world country. So the Pan African perspective of like helping other, you know, people in the rest of the world also applied within the territory of Wakanda already. So citizens of Wakanda were living a impoverished life to have at least some show to the outside world, and they were not helped by the utopian society of
Wakanda.
Yeah,
and Killmonger should have fucking gotten those weapons out. Were you nuts?
I mean, so those guys were just out there as a cover, and presumably they would rotate.
I haven't seen the movie, so I have no idea.
Because the whole thing was separated. They had different clans with different roles, so the border clan guarded the border, but that doesn't necessarily mean the entire border clan was on the border at all given times. They could all be chilling inside the capital on rotation.
Maybe.
Well, I haven't seen it, but I will have to see it. It actually does look decent. But Killmonger was right.
I like any movie, I think it had its flaws, but I also think that it presented some pretty strong messaging. Where, I mean, the black guy wasn't just the villain. It's also the hero, the heroine, the comic relief. Like,
its societal impact is different than the actual quality of the movie.
Yeah, and again, there's also the societal.
But Killmonger was right. That's my only.
Killmonger
point.
Was 100% right.
Well, then what?
Did
the
you
fuck?
Guys hear this story though about this girl who was so thirsty and when Michael B. Jordan took his shirt off for the fight scene between he and the Black Panther? This girl apparently bit down through her, like, bit down so hard she bit through her retainer and needed to have it replaced and put this out on Twitter. And when Michael B. Jordan saw it, he actually contacted her and paid for her replacement retainer. Because, let's be honest, damn, boy. If I was wearing a retainer, I might have bit through that shit, too.
Why bite through the retainer?
Oh, it just... Google some images of him as Killmonger and you'll get it.
I barely know anything about what you're talking about, but cool.
But you know Killmonger was right.
I don't know. You haven't seen it,
yeah. But you know Killmonger was right.
Definitely. Killmonger. I've Wikipedia'd it, and Killmonger was definitely right. Anyways, moving along. Dear listeners, fuck you. All right? Yeah. No, really. You've done nothing to help us.
Is it national shit on your listeners' day?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's shit on my listeners' year. It's shit on my listeners' fucking century. Fucking idiots. Fuck all of you.
Like a really liquidy, chunky crap all over all of them.
Yeah. Fuck you, dear listeners. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and you shouldn't be. Instead of listening to Radio Free Brooklyn...
That should be the new slogan. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and you shouldn't be.
It's not even a fucking... I don't want it to be reduced to a slogan. It's just simple truth, you know? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you idiots? It's bad enough...
Why are you here? Go be with your families... Hug your children, kiss your wives, husbands, primary partners, or significant others of any form, shape, color, or variety. Don't listen to this show. It is a poison.
No. Do listen to this show. Just don't listen to the rest of Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's full of lies.
Mixed messages there. Listen to Apocalypse. No listen rest of Radio Free Brooklyn.
You got it there, buddy.
There we go. The Picklecock has spoken.
Thanks, Mitchell Picklecock. Anyways, you guys are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. I guess we'll just go fuck ourselves, honestly, because, like, I don't really even have anything to add. Like, I have nothing, you know?
This is the point where we cut your dick off and fire you into the earth from a giant cannon.
What good would firing someone...
What's up? I don't have enough.
Okay, I'll do it. Also...
What's that?
Nothing. But yeah, dear listeners... Fuck you. Die. I hate you. You're bad.
I think bad is too soft of a word.
You're
irredeemable.
Yeah, you're right. You're scum. You're filth. You're lower than dog shit.
Is that what today's episode is going to be? Is this just going to be you shitting all over our listeners for an hour?
Can you imagine how fucking stupid these people must be?
Listeners, if your dog shits, people stop and say, can they pick you up?
Hey, yo.
Oh, hey, yo. What a fucking piece of shit you guys are because of that comparison.
That's my joke.
That was fucking savage.
Yeah, what else? How else do you feel about... Stop that. How else do you feel about our listeners? Got anything to add?
I feel like they're all ignorant Republicans.
Yeah, I don't feel too good about them either. I feel like they're really fucking stupid.
I feel like they're like Brexit voting, MAGA shouting, Trump loving Putin humpers.
They just... Fuck Putin.
They would all fuck Putin.
Pork Putin.
Yeah. They're all dicks out for Putin, man.
All of our listeners, we know you're working for Russian intelligence.
Gathering data. Man.
Yeah. They're like, how many dicks do Apocalypse have? One.
It's just Tom.
Yeah. Fuck.
Every time a new... post comes on the Apocalypse that has a penis, it has to be cut off and molded into Tom's.
Yeah, exactly. Penis. Tom's penis is like the blob. It just absorbs all other penises and grows larger.
You guys know something about Tom Tenney that's interesting?
Besides his big dick?
Oh, yeah. Also, the only way to kill him
is by killing all the other Toms in the world.
That's right. You have to kill everyone else on Earth named Tom.
And then you have to kill him with his own dick.
No, you have to shoot him in the dick.
And as we've learned from Georgia, those with misspellings on their government documents. So Tim's.
Yeah, what about Tom with like a TH? Like
exactly.
Tom?
Oh, yeah, we also have to kill. Oh, yeah.
All and Tom variations.
All Toms. And anybody that could be a Tom. And anyone that looks like Tom.
Like what?
Has to die.
So every three every name. Thomas, Tommy, Tom with a TH.
You got it.
What about Tomothy's?
Nope. Yeah, oh, yes, yes, they do have to die.
What about, like, Topher's? Because there's a T.O. at the beginning of that.
That's too close.
It's nothing to do with it, but I want people to name that
Yeah, anybody, anybody named Topher should die anyway. Because what has Topher Grace ever done for us except be a really shitty Venom?
Do you want to know something cool? I don't have a fucking clue who that is. Drug ads, because they don't know that we're going to kill ourselves.
Wait, you don't know who whom is?
Nothing. Listen, I don't know who Topher Grace is.
What?
Yeah, that sounds like a dumb name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like a cult.
and Topher Grace.
Yeah, I'm not with it. I'm not with it at all.
TG.org.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kingdom of,
So tell me, who is Topher Grace?
Topher Grace was the star of that 70s show for like 6 of its 7 or 7 of its 8 seasons.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, really? That guy.
Oh, that 70s
Topher?
Guy?
Topher.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Gopher.
Topher.
I lived with the kid from 2.5 Men briefly, and his name was Angus.
His name wasn't Half Man?
Like the young kid?
Yeah, his name was Angus.
The one who got all weird and Jesus-y?
Yeah.
Wait, Half Man?
I briefly lived with him.
What's his name?
Angus.
Like in a sexual relationship, or he was your roommate?
He lived at the same place I did.
Like geographically, or like in the same
in
unit?
In the same unit, yeah. We were...
Pre or post 2.5 Men?
Post.
The fact that he needs roommates post 2.5 Men is super depressing.
He didn't need them.
Did they put another half man in to have it be fully your roommate?
But so Charlie Sheen was gone and they replaced him and then the kid left. So it's like if you replace all the parts of the boat, is it the same boat?
That's interesting. If you replace all the parts of the body, is it the same body? I've thought about that before. Because supposedly, like, your cells recycle them, right? So imagine if your body, like, recycled all the materials in you, and not one, like, atom in your body is the same as when you were born. Are you still the same soul?
So, technically, no. Shit. There is not a single thing in your body that is the same as when you were born.
I'm not sure. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know.
Because we're constantly shedding and regenerating new tissue and skin.
And we shit constantly. I get it. So stuff comes out.
You're not shitting out parts of your body. You're shitting out byproducts from your...
Did you not
take a single biology class ever?
Listen, I take a biology class every time I touch myself. All right? And
that's a sex
ed
class.
That's all I need to know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. So go fuck yourself.
I have twice today.
And so imagine that if every single cell in your body has been recycled.
Yep.
Are you still a slave to Radio Free Brooklyn? You know what I mean?
Probably.
Are you still captive to the cruel law of the sick, pervert, fuck tyrant, Tom Tenney?
We're still tethered.
If every cell in your body has been recycled and shat out and then regenerated.
It
comes out your shit, right? No more debating this.
Yes.
What does it do?
What does what do? When you poop?
Yeah. What does it do? It cleans out the old cells, all right? And it makes you new. And that's what it's all about. And it's interesting because, like, why do people age? You know? What happens after we die? I don't even know, you know? Like, if every cell in your body is replaced by new molecules, what's the fucking point? Am I even myself anymore? Fuck, right? Jesus. Do I even need to do a show on Radio Free Brooklyn every Friday at 2 p.m. if every single cell in my body has been replaced by other shit? I don't even fucking know.
Every week on Friday at 2 p.m. you regenerate and become a new pet.
Exactly. By Friday at 2 p.m. of every week, you have shit out literally an entire pet. Yeah, that's absolutely how that works. Good job. You've cracked it.
No.
No pun intended?
No, that was totally a pun. Come on, fuck. I don't think he got it.
Are you sure it was a pun, Jeremy?
Fuck! Whom?
Rick.
That's Robert.
Rob Picklecock.
Robert, thank you. I feel like Rob is too close to Tom. I don't want it.
Interesting. You know, Tom has an associate named Rob.
No, because he's now dead and part of Tom's giant dick.
Just his penis, though.
Yeah, no. Like, it's literally like the blob. It just rolls through town and absorbs everyone.
I just thought it was their genitals, though.
No. Their genitals can't match up.
There's no way we're approaching the end of the podcast, right? We came in here very late. Let's check it out. Let's see where we're at.
Where are we at? Are we literally just talking to fill air? I'm so glad there's a format to this show.
Well, yes, of course. That's what we do.
I feel like there's a void that can't be filled by anything but Jadalis Lemon and the Reverend...
Don't you dare even speak that fucking...
The Reverend John B. Rule.
Senator Rule.
Principal Rule.
He has so many jobs. He's always tired because of it. That's why he can never make it to the podcast, because he's a principal and a fucking color correction.
No, he has a girlfriend now and he's boring.
She's cool, though.
She's cool. He's boring.
But yeah, it turned him into a fucking boring piece of shit. Scumbag fuck. You know? And if there's one thing I don't need, it's another boring piece of shit scumbag fuck coming in here and fucking with the podcast.
That's right, because you're the only boring piece of shit scumbag fuck on this show.
That is true. And when it comes to boring piece of shit scumbag fucks, I'm better than most of them, you know? So it's like, if anything, you should be fucking thankful. So fuck you. Really. All of you. Everyone who listens to Radio Free Brooklyn, everyone who gives money to Radio Free Brooklyn, go fuck yourselves. You're useless. What are you listening to? Local Vibes Radio with our friend Patty? Fuck that. I mean, what are you listening to? What Would Save the World with Took and Allow? Fuck Took. Fuck you. We want to end the world. All right?
What are you listening to?
Frequency Theory with the most evil man who's ever lived, Tom Tenney? Fuck that. Fuck Frequency Theory. Fuck you. Fuck Radio Free Brooklyn. All right, what are you listening to? Democracy Now? Fuck that. Fuck Democracy Now.
What about Objection to the Rule, Sundays at 1 p.m.?
That's a very good show. You should listen to it.
What about Femcore, Tuesdays at 10 p.m.
I haven't listened to it.
What about Queer State of Mind, Saturdays at... Actually, I would totally listen to that. Never mind.
That's a very good show.
All right, also. So except for those three shows, fuck all of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well said, Richard. Well, really, honestly, on a scale of one to like, yup, you got it. You got the yup.
On a scale of one to yup.
Well done. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. There just happens to be a program guide laying on the counter right here.
Why don't you read some more about the the different programs that people can listen to on Radio Free Brooklyn?
According to this pamphlet, Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 community nonprofit organization whose mission is to give a global voice to local artists, residents, community organizers, and other nonprofit institutions by providing a commercial free, freeform internet radio platform. Current initiatives are Teens Take the Mic.
Ugh.
Teenagers from local high schools learn radio skills and produce their own one-hour weekly live broadcast focusing on local teenage bands and musicians.
This sounds like a fucking murder thing. Okay, yeah. Moving on.
Podcast Boot Camp.
Oh, another thing that sounds suspiciously ominous.
Yeah.
As though people might be hurt if it's implemented.
It is a monthly, weekend intensive workshop training participants in an array of skills needed to successfully launch, produce, and market their own podcasts.
That's dark.
There's a volunteer program, also known as Fuck You, Exploiting Free Labor. Our volunteer team brings a variety of skills to assist RFB in its mission.
Jesus, you know, if
volunteers
there's one thing I would really
love... radio production...
Hey, Richard, if there's one thing I'd really love...
Yeah?
It's a variety of skills. You know what I mean? Not just some skills, but an entire variety. Can you imagine having that many skills?
Would you like to hear what they're going to learn their skills in, Reverend?
Sure.
Radio production, public relations, fundraising, and live events. So, basically how to annoy people into giving you money to continue your radio program.
Great. Pretty good. Listen, guys.
Yes.
If there's one thing that I know is not going to happen, we're not going to be attacked by squid.
No. Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're confused by the repeated errors in the Patreon given by the Reverend Billy Bob Hillsman.
It was a backslash, right?
It's not a backslash. You can also go to...
Who slashes someone to their face?
www.radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. That's D-O-N-A-T-E, because if you're listening to the Apocalypse, chances are you can't spell for shit.
Yeah, chances are you're a fucking stupid idiot.
Are we on the sub?
Yeah, of course, we're always on a sub, dude. What are you, nuts? listen, careful.
We are currently at a depth of 2,000 feet below the bunker, the Radiolab bunker.
The WNYC. The C.
NYC.
Yeah, guys, let's make sure that there's no enemies out there in that deep, briny deep.
Oh, God, the way you said briny just literally killed my boner. It's dead now.
Why was it there before?
Oh, guys.
I mean, I'm always hard.
Oh, no. Jesus, the hyena squid.
What is that?
It's the dreaded hyena squid.
Jesus Christ.
Ew, we have the dreaded hyena squid. That's the worst Australian accent I've ever tried to do.
Oh, it's the hyena squid.
That's like the worst Cockney accent you've ever tried to do.
Not by a fucking long shot.
I can't do an Australian accent. It's just you end every sentence with yeah. That's what I learned from my friends in the Australians.
Your friends
pretty
in
cool,
the
you know.
I was about to say something, but I was going to leave out some details about my personal life. So I had some friends some time ago in the Middle East, in an undisclosed location, who were Australian.
So listen, I met some Australians at a party once, right? And I was like, "What do you guys fucking work for the Department of Kangaroos?" Because they worked for the fucking they were like, "We work for the Australian Embassy, we do." And I was like, "What do you guys work for?" Oh shit. Oh, shit, guys. That's definitely squid. What are we going to do? They're circling around the hull.
Do we still have all those supplements from when we found the InfoWars bunker?
Yeah, we got some of them. I think if we mix some of them together, they might explode and we can fight back.
If we mix the penis powder with the energy booster, I feel like it will have a pretty volatile reaction.
Well... It sure sounds like those fucking... They're moving in on us, so we're fucked otherwise.
Yeah. They exploded.
They're sending suicide bombers.
Apparently you can kill a squid with priapism.
Jesus Christ. Oh. God, listen to the howling of those squid. It's so... Oh. Jesus. Hello?
This is my interplayable friend on the SS Weasel.
Jesus Christ, yes, this is the SS Weasel. Who is this?
I am Squid, you know me. I have my eggs inside your testicles and eyeballs. They will be birthed very soon, Scorpio little babies.
Jesus Christ, I wish that there weren't fucking squid eggs in my testicles and eyeballs. Then I would be so fucked.
What is happening?
What? I want to name them after our Lord and Savior, Satan, Lucifer, and Baphomet. And they will do a devil worship orgy where we all suck our children.
Jesus.
Yikes.
Oh, God, no. Why? Oh. There it goes.
Would you like to watch me fuck the children with the other squids?
Nope,
like
absolutely not. Nope.
Jesus,
before a tentacle orgy with our spawn.
What?
You prefer death over being cocked by my tentacles and our Scorpio spawn.
Listen, we here at the Apococast have nuclear weapons, all right? Let's just let it out the pack.
All right,
and we're
going to
fucking
not
nuke
really
the entire sea. What do you got to say about that, Squid?
They're not really nuclear weapons. Again, these are just the remainder of the supplements
in the next 4 seconds,
in the
what do you
Infowars.
Go now. Shut up.
You have nuclear weapons.